Kelman on CliffCentral.com.
So Spoken Hustle on Kelman on Cliff Central. Monday Motivation. Vaughn is in the building. What's up?
Yeah, man. So I thought, you know, today, obviously being the first show after the elections, I kind of just wanted to talk about the elections and also talk about sort of the responsibility that we have, you know, and also how interesting it was to see what kind of elections we had, you know, and sort of where do we go from here as young people, because obviously it affects us greatly because we've still got a lot of years to live in this country, right? So the first thing I wanted to talk about was how tight it was for a long period of time when they were busy counting. And for me, the most interesting thing that I recognized was the commentary while people were busy counting, you know, between young people on social media and just in person and whatnot. And the one thing I realized, though, is that people have really started to, I feel like it's been the very first time in our lives that our democracy has been sort of in full swing. Like, I think it's actually a changing time. Like, this election or this voting period really has brought some sort of feel in the air that there is sort of a change that will happen. Whether the ANC better themselves and really sort of catch a wake up call, or we actually get change of leadership in certain places and we start seeing a difference. But what was nice to see is that most young people that I spoke to and most people that I spoke to were more concerned about what change can happen as opposed to who can really bring it. And that's what I felt like was quite uplifting for me, you know, because I'm that type of person too. I just feel like we need something new. We need something different. We need something effective. And it doesn't really matter who brings it, you know, but at this point in time, I just feel like something new must come and refresh us, you know? And, I started thinking about that and how even in our own lives, how we can sometimes feel, redundant, and we can sometimes feel like almost hopeless in just in our own personal lives, and how, you know, sometimes all it takes is to spend time with people that might be in a similar space or that you think might not be in a similar space. But when you start speaking to them, you start realizing that you have more in common than you have difference. And people also have tough times. People also have struggles. Mm. And how that's just like this whole election thing kind of made me see things in a little bit of a different way. A little bit of a different way, kind of like a light at the end of the tunnel. Sometimes with personal things and issues that you might be going through, when you start speaking to people and you spend time with people, you realize that shit, man, everybody's got like their own problems, and everyone deals with them in certain ways and in different ways and have different solutions, and how you can like, and how that can also bring you up, and how it can almost make you see your issue as sometimes not even an issue, you know, and how you can actually grow up from these type of experiences.
Yeah. I mean, sort of looking, at these elections, and certainly everyone's doing a lot of number crunching and everything now to see how it compares to previous elections and so on and so forth. Do you think that young South Africans have sort of taken the day seriously enough? Do the results reflect that? Do they not reflect that? I mean, we're looking at 58% of people eligible to vote coming out to the polling stations last week, which by international standards is a very great figure. Mm. But in our South African context, should we not be aiming for higher than the rest of the world? I don't know.
Absolutely. I was just about to say that, like, 58% sounds really great. And I think on international standards, it is really good. But I don't know, man. I'm of the opinion that if you are eligible to vote, that's what you should do.
Should be 100%.
I was just about to say that. I think it should be 100%. Inexcusable. Like, I don't think there is a reason you shouldn't vote. I know people were saying that they just feel hopeless, so they don't vote. I just feel like you don't know what you have until it's gone. You think voting's an inconvenience. It might be annoying to stand in a line. It's a public holiday. Whatever you may think, if that goes one day, and if you don't have that one day, you'll realize how precious it actually is to have the opportunity to vote for a leader or vote for a party. It's a massive privilege that we should exercise that right. So yeah, I 58% is good on whatever standards, but in my mind, I think it's not good. I think there's a massive amount of people that should have still come out and vote and casted their voice, because there's actually a saying, a philosopher, Socrates, one of the guys that, like, I read some of his stuff because it's pretty dope. He said something like, he didn't believe in democracy. He was a Greek guy. You know, the Greeks founded democracy. And he didn't believe in democracy because he says that in every situation, there's always a truth. There's always the truth, and it is our job as human beings to seek that truth. That truth might not be what you want to hear. It might be what you want to hear, but there is always a truth, and our jobs is to seek that truth. And he says, just because the majority of people say something is the truth or say yes to something doesn't mean that that thing is the truth. So he says that his idea of democracy was that just because the majority say something doesn't mean it's the right way. Which was interesting to me, you know, and I thought to myself that it's an extremely philosophical way of looking at it, but it definitely made me think. And I think what I've tried to do is kind of look for the truth and try and align, you know, exercise my right to vote in that direction. Yeah.
Hmm. Yeah. It's what's going to happen in 2 years. National election.
That's going to be crazy, man. I think there's massive pressure on a lot of these parties to deliver now.
I have to say that my hope for the national election, and there's lots that I could really hope for, but the first would be that before people do campaigns for parties, they do campaigns for people to vote.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think a lot of people try to do campaigns. ICs tried a couple. There's a few campaigns that were trying to encourage people to vote. But it wasn't on the scale that I think it needs to be on. You know, I think if the ANC could spend R1 billion on their political campaign, they could definitely spend a couple hundred million, or the government or whatever could spend a couple hundred million on a full out voting campaign just to get people on board, man, because how important is it for everybody? I don't want to live in a country where the 58% that came out to vote were just affluent. You know, that's not correct. You know, that's not the real truth. The truth needs to be, the truth needs to come to the forefront, and that'll only happen when every single person eligible has a voice and puts it on paper.
Absolutely. Let's land this plane. Some closing remarks.
Yeah, man. So I think, like, you know, after this elections thing and after everything that's gone in our country, I think it's time now to sort of take responsibility. It's always been the time to take responsibility, but now more than ever, you know, we took enough responsibility to go out and vote. And now I think it's up to us as the public to cooperate with, you know, government and cooperate with our leaders should they need it, and should we feel that they're steering us in the correct direction, we should cooperate and we should be citizens of South Africa, and we should try and work together in our own ways to take our country to another level, or to take us out of the inverted commas slump that we feel we've been in for a couple of years.
Power. It's an important statement. Thank you very much for making it. That there is a spoken hustle. Vaughan, thanks so much for stopping by.
Thanks, my brother.
How to start your great with Kellogg's and the Kelman 20.
Don't procrastinate. Do what you want to do and do it now.
Be as good as you can, but they can't actually ignore you.
Run your own race and stop comparing yourself to other people.
On your own pace, your own race, your own lane.
Love yourself enough to work on yourself and be honest with yourself.
The main thing is action every single day. Small attainable goals that will get you in the right direction.
Hashtag start your great. Kelman on CliffCentral.com.